don't hear Troy Aikman anywhere else on radio, except here with Dunham and Miller. Thursday mornings at 7:50, brought to you by the Cleaner Image, Grapevine Ford Lincoln, and only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
David Moore is going to join us, the Ranch Report at 9:35, talk about the latest Cowboys news and get his take on the two title games from yesterday. And I think I may have a pretty hot sports opinion to bounce off of David and how the Cowboys relate to those four teams we watched on Sunday. It's coming up here in about 20 minutes. Right now, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep, the first ever Gordo's Corner from our brand new Victory Park studio.
Hey, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Pretty exciting. We ought to give a congratulations and a shout out to the city of Dallas. The fine citizens of Dallas were the ones who paid for this new studio of ours. We did kind of an American Airlines Center thing. We hoodwinked the city into paying for this, and then we'll just reap the benefits of it. So that's a nice little link. Actually, the city of Dallas did do a good thing with the Omni Hotel. Remember, that was very controversial, building that convention center hotel down there. Mm-hmm. Well, they have sold out for their first big convention, and they've sold every one of those hotel rooms for this big convention that's happening, four-day conference.
What is it? What kind of convention?
You know, I'm certainly glad you asked me that.
Star Trek convention or Bigfoot convention?
It's a librarian convention.
Interesting.
Boy, that sounds fascinating.
Sounds kind of hot, doesn't it? Wearing those glasses.
Yep. By the way,
I don't consider them glasses as much as eye shields, just to keep from getting something in their eyes.
Being the Bigfoot fan that you are, have you seen the new Bigfoot show, Finding Bigfoot, or something
no,
like that?
No, I saw the promo
looking
for it,
though,
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Looks awesome.
It's terrible.
All right, got an email here from P1 Don. He says, why does it sound like Fernando has a gold-plated, platinum-encrusted, iridium-fueled microphone compared to the rest of you? Yeah, I've noticed that, too. Fernando's microphone is almost overly processed.
It's super loud and super crisp and just...
Is it really? It sounds weird in my ears.
Hands down, it's the best Fernando's ever sounded.
Yeah.
Nothing can make me sound good.
They're running the compression a lot on his microphone, so it's... They need to get that fixed to make Fernando sound as bad as he normally does.
Thank you.
You got a few other things to fix, buddy. Yeah, like fixing the stream.
Oh, really?
Working on it.
You haven't heard this? The stream is down?
Nope.
Well, P1s will certainly let us hear about it.
Boy,
anytime
the
stream goes down, the people to complain to are, of course, the talk show host. That's who you want to complain to when the stream's down. And the explanation that I issued via Twitter is that, from what I understand, our streaming hardware has been ripped out of the old place and is being physically moved over here right now.
On a flatbed trailer?
No, I think it's just in the back of one of our engineer's Civics.
Well, it's not a gigantic piece of equipment.
So guess what the P1s had the audacity to ask? And I mean multiple P1s asked the same question after I tweeted that important piece of information, that that's the reason the stream's down. We're moving the equipment. They had the gall to ask why that couldn't be done overnight and not in morning drive. Can you believe
they asked such a thing?
How rude some P1s are.
That is an unfair question.
Try to be all logical with this. Oh, you're going to apply sense to the situation.
So they say their idea, let me get this straight.
Yes, correct. Craig's trying to get it straight right now, Georgie.
Okay.
You might want to listen to this.
Their idea is to move the streaming equipment overnight when we have three listeners as opposed to during morning drive when we have billions of listeners.
Right. That's their whole point.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense.
I know. It's like, I don't think those P1s realize that this station with a limited transmitter power, we don't depend on the stream for numbers, okay? You're acting as if the stream is important to the bottom line. Well, screw you, P1.
So when is the stream supposed... How is it just something they plug in?
9:59, that's
when
it goes back on.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but hopefully we'll have the stream up and going where you P1s can listen to... whatever, Yahoo Sports overnight. Let's get that in place.
Uh-oh.
What?
We need some Flomax.
Management's listening. Let's clean it up here.
Oh, is management in here?
Yeah.
Is Flomax the pill that shrinks your prostate so your stream strength improves.
I think so.
Well, Rich, you knew that.
You know what?
Very familiar with
we should probably bring Catman in for Ask the Program Director, except
yeah,
it'll be the show host asking the program director questions. Cat, come on in here. Come in here.
Yeah.
Oh, look how better he is.
Yeah, he's not happy.
He's not had a good day. I know. He will end up yelling at us.
This is a bad idea.
I know. That's okay.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's messing with me a little bit.
Hey, Catman. Sit down.
Hey,
you guys made the move over here to Victory, too.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, that sounds really hot.
What is going on?
Hello. Yes, this is stop me if you've heard this before.
Pull him down a little bit.
This mic processing is on the list.
Oh, it is.
Good.
That is
jump on Fernando's
critical. That is critical.
We learned yesterday two categories, critical and important.
Mm-hmm.
Important can wait. Critical
checky,
can
checky one, one. Checky
that's
one.
The better checky.
You like checky
yeah.
check one, one over here better?
Oh,
but
yeah.
I thought that one didn't have a processor on
they
it.
They fixed that last night because that was on the list.
Critical.
Okay, we thought we'd play a little Ask the Program Director with you. Because
okay.
this ticket move, of course, has generated a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we moving the stream equipment right now?
I guess that's when someone was available to move it, because we want to try and take anything that affects the on-air product, and we want to move that only during the hours of 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through
okay.
Friday.
So he's just as passive-aggressive as we are about it.
That is critical, that we move anything that listeners can listen to us on during prime listening hours. That if nobody listens to us on it, we can do that at night or overnight.
Okay.
And God
any
bless
other
them.
Questions?
I know engineers are overwhelmed right now. This is a huge, huge undertaking.
Yeah.
But,
It just seemed like critical.
Yeah.
2 seconds of thought would have been,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any other questions? I'd like to answer some more questions.
Would you like
I'm really liking the feel out of it in here.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like it, too. It's very nice.
Very like
state
it.
Of the art.
I think I'm going to switch to that mic. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, no, you're not.
Okay.
All right, you know Steven Tyler, right? We played the anthem
yes,
a little bit earlier in the
heard
program.
That. I'm sure I've Kat been listening
was,
to your show.
I'm sure Kat was cueing our show.
Big P1.
So Steven Tyler gets up there and screeches and all that sort of thing. But at least he didn't try to play harmonica and shoehorn in the name of the event like he did at the Indianapolis 500 a few years ago. You remember this?
Yes.
Okay, listen to this. We'll do this from here, Osnerdly. This is Steven Tyler at the Indianapolis 500 back in 2007, I believe. Exactly like the one you got this time.
As the twilight? Whose broad stripes and bright stars to a perilous fight. Oh, the rebels we watch were so gallantly.
He's got
that's up there.
What do you say?
Who bombs?
He's got the mic stand with all the scarves hanging off of it, too. For the national anthem.
It was still there.
There it is.
Waved.
that. I remember we made fun of Who Bombs.
Right, right. So this time, at least, you didn't say in the land of the free and the home
of the AFC Championship game, future two teams are trying to get back to the Super Bowl. Hiatus of a few years.
And he didn't have the crazy scarves yesterday either.
No, he didn't have that. Anyway, P1 Alex wanted to alert us to that old performance of Steven Tyler. Since we're on the subject of bad music, some wheels off P1 named Don Winspear sends us this. This is a guy. He's a kind of a pudgy looking guy. This is filmed at a church. Okay, he's up on the dais.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of beside the pulpit, and he's arrogant about his singing.
Don Winspear?
This P1. I mean, not this P1. What am I saying?
This guy.
And, Don Winspear, he's a guy who knows good music, and Don thinks this is good music. All right, listen how cocky the guy is, and then you tell me whether his singing backs it up.
Well, this next and final song is going to be one that has made me pretty famous over the last few years.
Mm.
It has took me a lot of places I didn't think I would be at.
It has taken me.
But it was the first time on stage, New Year's Eve 2002, with one of the best quartets out there today, Brian Free and Assurance. And I was privileged to be able to sing this one with Brian Free. And
what?
I don't know if I beat him that night or not, but ever since then, we've had competitions. I've wore him out. Not to make me look good or anything, but that's what happened. But this is that also my friends at my hometown church, Gospel Light Baptist Church in Salisbury, North Carolina, has really made their top choice. So therefore, we're going to finish off with this one. It's called Looking for a City.
All right. Okay.
Looking for a city built above. Looking for a city where I'll never die. Where the fate of millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our love was true. Come, O Holy Spirit.
Just staring at
him. That's all I'm doing. So, see ya.
On home sweet
Mailbag. Unbelievable. So, you know, Ed Young from Fellowship Church is now a good P1.
Mm-hmm.
He's a frequent guest of this program.
He's got to have this guy in.
Yes. He needs to fly this guy in from...
North Carolina?
BF North Carolina, and get him to sing Looking for a City.
I'd go. I'd go to I'm watch in. That in person.
Yeah.
Especially the key changes that just keep getting even higher and higher.
That crazy barroom piano playing back there. It's horrible. And finally, Junior, you need to apologize to me, to George, to Brad C., and the rest of the P1-dom, because a new study has just come out and said that tablet and e-book reader ownership has doubled after this holiday season.
I don't doubt that.
There
are a lot of sheep out there.
Nearly 3 of every 10 American adults own a tablet computer.
But it's not because of the iPad either. It's because of the Kindle Fire. This other part of that story was that it's the Fire and e-readers that are taking this market share away from iPads.
But the Kindle Fire is an iPad-like device. It's got the touch screen, color touch screen. It's a tablet.
It's like the iPad. But we have a case study here in studio. It's our very own George Dunham. I don't know if you know George.
No, mm-hmm. I know George.
I didn't bring it in today. I've been using it. But I noticed when you brought your iPad in a couple times last week, you were really fidgeting with it a lot, trying to get it in a position that made it workable. Isn't this laptop just more easy to work with? In some ways, yeah. In this setting, yes, but I use it when I do games. I write on it, take notes on it. I use it, and it's great for music. So,
but
yeah.
But you could also use the laptop to take notes and use it during games.
You could, it's a lot easier to haul the iPad around than it is.
Which is the same argument for the laptop. Well, why get a laptop when you got a desktop that can do all that? When you say, well, the laptop is more portable,
mm-hmm.
and the iPad is even more portable than the laptop.
Is it really?
It is.
You can't put it in your pocket.
You know what? I'm going to prove this point to you for a song.
This song does prove it. Right? Because of this beautiful musical agreement. All right, that's Gordo's 49-34 ticket. David joins us next. We'll recap the conference title games and talk about the Cowboys and one thing that may be missing from this team in comparison to those four.
Where the city million.